This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Roy Nichols about digging up England. If you scratch England, you'll find Rome. If you scratch that, you'll find something even before that. And there's a lot of digging going on in England right now. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Rebecca's calling in from Granbury in Texas. Rebecca, thanks for your call.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to ask, where is it along the south or southeast shoreline that there are so many dinosaur fossils? And is it possible for a tourist or a visiting person to dig on their own?
Hello, Rebecca. There's one large area down in Dorset, around the Lyme Regis, Lyme Bay, where the soil structure is such that it was very suitable for the preservation of dinosaur bones from the Cretaceous period. I'm not a paleontologist. But there are lots of places where you certainly can go and see these as collections of fossils in local museums. And there are guides who will take you out to search for fossils, because these fossils become exposed as the cliff is eroded away. They fall onto the beach. You're not allowed to go and dig for them into the cliffs themselves, but you can certainly sort of browse along the shore and the edge of the cliffs with knowledgeable guides, and they will take you to the places where you're more likely to find them.
Are these chalk cliffs that you'd find this
well,
in, or stone?
Not, it's not chalk itself, but the chalk is often related to softer rocks and softer soils that are layered with the chalk and so get exposed as well.
Does that help, Rebecca?
Yes, it does. Would we be able to transport anything home that we found?
I think so. I mean, if they're considered to be important fossils, then they would have a national significance, and then an export license wouldn't be allowed. But your guide will give you all the advice you'd need on anything. Fossils are found all the time. There are ammonites that are very, very common, for instance. If it was a large dinosaur, a rare specimen, then I think you wouldn't be allowed to take them home.
So you can't take British dinosaurs home with you?
Well, it depends on how rare and how important they are. If
just
they're
a
relatively common
dinosaur.
Yeah, common bones, common things like shark's teeth are to a penny almost, and so you could be able to find
All right, Rebecca, it sounds like you need to get a local guide for your fine points there, but good luck on that.